USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has upheld the stay on President Biden's requirement that private businesses with 100 employees or more require coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The vaccine requirements we put forward are going to continue to accelerate our path out of the pandemic. That's how we see our path forward.
A former Trump advisor has been indicted.
Federal prosecutors have charged former Trump strategist Steve Bannon with criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, marking the first such criminal case for the Justice Department in decades. Bannon faces a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail for each count if found guilty. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says there'll be a point person to oversee how the money in the infrastructure package will be spent. He said a coordinator will oversee spending and implementation of a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He told cabinet members it was part of an effort to ensure that money issues were taken care of.
The high obligation and responsibility we all have to make sure this money is used wisely, used well, and used for the stated purposes for the American people.
The president is to sign that infrastructure bill into law on Monday. He's continuing to press Democrats to approve a larger bill that supports education, health care, and climate initiatives. Medical research and software mogul Glenn DeFries, who flew to space last month along with William Shatner aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin spacecraft, was one of two people killed in a small plane crash in New Jersey. The Cessna 172 went down in a wooded area of a state park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship, a legal guardianship under which she's lived for the past 13 years. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit, and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." Former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused former President Trump of sexual assault, has now ended her defamation lawsuit against him. Her lawyers say she still stands by the allegations and hasn't received any compensation. Also, a New York judge has granted Trump's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, against the Trump Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.